Squeaky and the Cookie, the serious Cookie, they're all big and the hooky.
All right, we are back for another episode of Wild Things with Josh and Robert, talking about all sorts of wild, crazy critters and outdoor adventures and such and so forth. How you doing, Robert?
Good. How about yourself?
Fair to middling, I reckon. Today's topic is one that has a lot of bad information out there about it. And I mean a lot.
Only one subject, really?
Well, there's a whole bunch of those, but this one in particular, there's a lot of myths that are associated with this. For example, did you know that if you get bitten by a venomous snake, all you have to do is cut an X over where it bit you and you can suck all that poison right out of there?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you can't. It doesn't work. Today's topic, venoms and poisons.
Wow, interesting.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you would like that. First of all, what's the difference between venom and poison? What are we actually talking about here?
Well, venom is... Well, let's see. The best way to describe it is you have to take it into your bloodstream for venom versus poison. You can ingest it and it affects you. Basic generic version of it.
So, okay, yeah. That's a pretty good explanation of the difference. I mean, we're looking at two different types of what are poisons. But poisons, when we talk about them in relation to venoms, poisons you have to ingest. Venoms usually get injected.
Correct.
So, wasps, venomous or poisonous?
I'm going to go venomous.
Venomous. Rattlesnakes, venomous or poisonous?
Venomous.
Okay. Toadstool, venomous or poisonous?
Poisonous.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
This is easy.
Yeah, real easy.
Yeah. Keelback snakes, venomous or poisonous?
What about a poison dart frog?
So a poison dart frog, which is not going to inject anything into you, would probably be considered poisonous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A keelback snake?
Yeah.
Non-venomous. No, it's rear-fanged.
Right. And?
So venomous.
And? Also poisonous.
Really?
Yeah. One of the rare things that is both.
Okay.
It can both inject you with venom, and if you eat it, you can have some serious digestive issues.
Really?
You're probably not going to die, but you're not going to have a good time.
Okay. I was not aware of that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I know, right?
But I don't eat snakes, so I'm not too concerned with it.
Me either. So, why would something want to be either of these things? What's the point of being venomous or being poisonous?
Well, for a couple things. One is obviously for its own self-defense, because it really doesn't have another way of defending itself, would be part of it.
Right.
But the other one is for the actual, for its digestive. It's digestion of...
All right, so, yeah, we're going to work on your enunciation later,
right.
But for now, okay.
Talk about Sally sells seashells.
By whatever. The seashores?
Yeah, I was never good at that stuff. So.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get you to do about 15 of those before we record the next show,
see
if that helps
it.
Anything at all. So, venoms are usually... fall into both of those categories. You've got defensive venoms, like what a wasp has. You know, obviously anybody who's ever disturbed a hornet's nest has been on the receiving end of that venom, and they know exactly why they got stung.
Mm-hmm.
And something like a lionfish uses it as a deterrence to prevent other animals from eating it.
Right.
And then you have snake venoms. Snake venoms are really just modified saliva. And if you take the saliva out of that snake, then it has a problem with digesting its food, which a lot of guys learned, let's say, 50, 80 years ago when it started being a really cool thing to do, to have a big serpent pit and you'd put rattlesnakes in it and cottonheads and coppermouths and black-tailed wallygoggers and all kinds of dangerous things, and they would take the venom glands, which are basically the salivary glands, out of the animal, and they discovered that a lot of them didn't live very long afterwards because they can't digest their food properly anymore.